Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Mo H., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Thursday, June 22nd. It's the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. And today we'll be reading from the Big Book, and we're starting Chapter 7, Working with Others, studying Step 12. And we'll be reading the first paragraph only. Practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity, ending with, remember they are very ill. Just that one paragraph only. Today's readers are Kathy B. for the 12 steps, Margaret D. for the 12 traditions, and the readers of the text are Eileen M. and Sherry Z. The share ID for Wednesday, June 21st, the 10 a.m. meeting, that was yesterday at 10 a.m., is 20,375. It's 20375. And for this morning's meeting, Thursday, June 22nd, at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, is 20,377. That's 20377. And our newcomer greeter is Lorraine N., and our announcements person is Leslie M. Thank you all for your service. OA Preamble, Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Kathy B. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Mo. My name is Kathy B. I live in Oklahoma, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. These are the 12 steps. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all of these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made it direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And step 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to do service. I pass.
And thank you, Kathy B., for reading the 12 steps. I will now ask Margaret D. to read the 12 traditions of OA. Good morning.
Nina R. is here, if you want me to do it. Sorry.
Good morning.
Well, we have Margaret already set up.
Perfect.
Nina, okay.
Sorry, Mel.
Thank you.
Sorry, Mel.
Yeah, it's okay.
Hey, everybody.
Ahead,
my name is Margaret D., and I'm grateful to be a recovered compulsive eater, recovered only through God's grace and mercy.
the 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority. A loving God is seen and express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need to always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
And thank you, Margaret, very much. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute, and then once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are starting Chapter 7, Working with Others, page 89, first paragraph only. Practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity. And it ends with, remember, they are very ill. And I will now ask Eileen to get us started. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning, Mo. This is Eileen M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. Practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. It works when other activities fail. This is our 12th suggestion. Carry this message to other alcoholics. You can help when no one else can. You can secure their confidence when others fail. Remember, they are very ill. Wow, gosh, there's so much I could say on this, but the first thing that comes to mind is in the previous chapter we read that faith without works is dead. And what does that mean? You know, faith without works is dead. To me, what I interpret is that it means there's more action beyond step 11. You know, is that it's not enough for me to become recovered and then keep my relationship with God to myself. the Big Book tells us that, you know, step 12 is part of the design for living. And, you know, when I think about this, remember that the problem has to be solved in me before I can help somebody else. Because, I have to have had that I had that spiritual awakening as the result of the steps, which is the psychic change sufficient to overcome it, you know, overeating for me. And I have to be recovered, you know, in order to, you know, carry a message. And, you know, what it is, it's like I'm taking my greatest weakness and I'm turning it into something that can be useful to someone else. And, you know, I don't do this process alone. My higher power guides me. You know, I ask for guidance when I'm helping someone else to, you know, show me how I can best help this person, you know. And I always think about, like, you know, my higher power saying to me, well, here, you know, I gave you this wonderful gift. Now what are you doing with it? You know, I've got to carry it to others. And, you know, I think about, you know, I don't have the power on my own human resources to stay recovered. I'm not cured. I still have to practice these steps every day. And, you know, the sponsoring and carrying the message at meetings, that gives me it offers me additional protection to be doing that. And, you know, I always think about in, I don't know where this is in the big book, but, you know, Bill Wilson talks about, you know, he often had waves of self-pity and depression, but he would be lifted off his feet or whatever. He'd be set on his feet after he would go to the hospital and work with others, you know. And it helps me to get out of myself, because I know that if I did not practice step 12, I would very easily return to a state of being self-consumed and not getting out of myself. You know, it really helps to, it really helps me to work with others. It's very rewarding. So thank you so much for letting me share.
Well, thank you, Eileen, for getting us started. That was Eileen M. from New Hampshire. And I'll remind everybody where we're at. We're starting in Chapter 7, Working with Others, page 89. Practical experience shows, and it ends with, remember, they are very ill. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day, so in order that others might share their experience too. So if you shared on Tuesday or Wednesday, please wait until tomorrow. Who would like to share today?
Michelle F.
Letty
G.
Diane B. Who was the second person, Michelle F?
Sherry.
Sherry Z. Gotcha.
Roz G.
Roz G.
Jody E.
Jody E.
Diane B.
Diane B.
Letty G.
Deborah G.
Letty G. Okay, we'll stop there after Deborah. Letty.
Deanna.
G. Oh. Deanna, I'll put you at the top of the next group. How's that?
That sounds good.
And Deborah.
Thank you.
All right. All right, so here's what I have. Michelle F., Cherry Z., Roz G., Jody E., Diane B., Letty G., and Deborah G. All right. Get us started, Michelle F. Everyone else, please mute your phone.
Thank
good
you,
morning,
Mo.
Michelle.
Oh, good morning, Mo, and thank you for your service. I'm grateful to be sharing on this paragraph today. I needed it because my most recent sponsee ghosted me, so I tend to take it very personally. You know, oh, what did I do wrong? And I need to remember. Because my sponsor gently led me here to that last sentence. Remember, they are very ill. We're all trying to deal with an illness, and so that requires patience with each other and with ourselves. But I love working with others because that's where I get my most spiritual fitness, I think. I have trouble with praying and meditation. I feel like, you know, I'm talking to a wall or saying, hello, is this thing on? But when I work with other people, I really feel like I'm connecting with my higher power and with other people. And I need this also because isolation is the biggest problem I have with this and my other isms, is I tend to just withdraw from life, withdraw from the world, withdraw from people. And here I have, it's a great suggestion. Here I have directions on how to do it. So, you know, I was really nervous. I was afraid. My sponsor just said, you have all you need in this book. Just follow the directions there. And you know, what we did. And I'm here to support you if you have questions. And I need to remember this is for keeping me abstinent and sober today. Although, you know, I would like everybody else to get recovery. I'm not responsible for it. I just need to guide. And I can get frustrated because I have yet to have a sponsee connect with me later and say, oh, I'm sponsoring now. That seems to be something that the people I work with are just reluctant to do. I've even had sponsees contact me again who say they want to go through the steps again. And I ask, well, are you sponsoring? And they say no. And, you know, I feel like, well, what am I not doing right? How am I not conveying this message correctly? But I realize all I can do is my best and just give my experience and remember that we are all ill and be patient. So hopefully I've inspired someone to get brave and take on a sponsee today. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle F. Up next is Sherry Z, followed by Roz G. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, visionaries. I'm Sherry Z, recovered in Los Angeles, and I'm sorry, I think there were some names said before me. It's always hard when the list comes, which is where I want to start. Working with others is service, and I have learned more from people doing service on these meetings, especially moderators and how they handle when people interrupt or they ask a question out of line or when they're getting the numbers. I've learned how to take that and take in the world. And for 30 years, I was in this program, not recovered, abstinent by white knuckling, because I wasn't sponsoring. I was learning it, living it, but not repeating it. I kept doing it, white knuckling with no God, or with God, but like in competition with God. And what gave me actual immunity, which is recovery, which is that feeling of neutrality that comes from being in alignment with God, was service. And it was because I would learn it, live it, and then teach it. And with my sponsees, I've learned over and over again that they're teaching me. And I'm in awe because there are times, especially when the moderator handles something, that I think to myself, tell that person to shut up. Tell that person not to interrupt. I can hear what's going on in my head. And that's what service has taught me, is that it's an ongoing process of learning and teaching. Learning and teaching, repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse. And the last thing I'll just say is immunity. Is I have an allergy. And immunity is the freedom. I looked it up. It says, you know, immunity is the freedom for being resistant to the illness. And allergy is an illness. And so this is what gives me immunity. I hope I made sense. I was all over the place, but thank you so much.
Thank you, Sherry Z. Up next is Roz G, followed by Jody E. Good morning, Roz.
Good morning, Mo and everybody. I'm Roz G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Palmdale, California. I'm at the dog park, and the guys are out here mowing and stuff. So if you hear some background noise, it's me. I believe that sponsoring, working with others, is a part of staying in spiritually fit condition. As it says at the bottom of page 14, if an alcoholic or compulsive overeater fails to perfect an enlarged spiritual life through work and self-sacrifice or others, he or she could not survive the certain trials and low spots ahead. If he did not work, he would surely drink or eat. And if we eat, we will surely die. And faith would be dead indeed. With us, it's just like that. And fortunately and by God's grace, I've remained in a steady sponsorship relationship going both ways. I'm sponsored, I sponsor. I allow very few days, if any, to go by
one of Sponsy and I have done step 12, and they are, I send them off to work with others. I keep in touch with them through other means, but for the most part, I take on new people when they they finish the 12th step, and I don't mean finish because it's never finished. And I go right back to step one. And, you know, that doctor's opinion reminds me. I have an obsession of the mind. I have the allergy of the body. I need to have a program that has depth and weight. Brought the emotional appeal seldom suffices. I need to live a life based on service and self-sacrifice. I need to remember that I have an ego the size of the park that I'm walking in right now, and identify with Bill. And these things keep me spiritually fit. Of course, prayer and meditation, we talked a lot about that in the past few days. But, you know, prayer, meditation, working with others, and my sacrifice is that I get up at 4 and 5 in the morning to do it. You know, I sacrifice sleep. Am I talking like a martyr? No, but it's the best time for me. I'm awake. I don't have any interruptions, and I'm able to give these people my undivided attention. So that's how I do it. And that's by God's grace, because without God, I'm nothing. And that with that, I pass. Thank you.
And thank you, Roz G. Next is Jody E., followed by Diane B. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everybody. My name is Jody E., and I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater, anorexic and bulimic in California. Practical experience shows, indeed, that nothing so much ensures immunity from compulsive eating than intensive work with other compulsive eaters. That is also my experience. I am not perfect. I am not always successful in the sense that not all of my sponsees recover while working with me. But maybe they'll recover with their next sponsor, or maybe they will recover with me. That isn't up to me. That's God's doing. We're all on a journey, and I have had more than one sponsor. Certainly, I've had many more than one. And as I go along my journey of recovery, one sponsor helps me in this way or to this degree, and then the next sponsor helps me in another way. And so it is. And so I have to let go of my ego and trust that my higher power knows what my higher power is doing, and be grateful that I get to be on my sponsee's spiritual path. I may not be their last sponsor, just as my sponsor may not be my last sponsor. I have had recently the wonderful experience of hearing a fifth step and observing the fifth step promises come into fruition. And that was a very beautiful thing to watch and see. And it took us 2 or 3 meetings for that to happen. And it was quite something. So yes, I certainly agree with these statements, that this is what I need to do to carry this message. Whether anorexics, bulimics, compulsive overeaters, I can help when no one else can. I can secure their confidence because I've been through it too. And remember, we are all ill, indeed. So let's be compassionate and kind and loving with each other and lean into higher power, because that is where we're all getting our recovery from. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Jody E. Up next is Diane B., followed by Letty G. Good morning, Diane. Press star 1, Diane.
Sorry about that. Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. Thanks to everyone else who does service. We need all of you to keep this meeting going. So what I was thinking about is that first it says that nothing ensures immunity as much as working with others, which I found to be very helpful, not only for me as a sponsor, but also as a sponsee with my sponsor. And then it says, carry the message to other alcoholics. You can help when no one else can. You can secure their confidence when others fail. All my life, I've been overweight. All my life, people have been trying to tell me what to do about my weight. What they didn't understand was that I had this disease. I didn't even understand it till I was way into my adulthood. But when I came into the rooms and I heard other people speaking my language, I heard stories that, oh my gosh, I did that. Or I would talk to people afterwards, after the meeting or during the break. You know, it's like we can really relate to each other. And so when there's someone in the rooms that I hear share that I can, that I understand what they're saying, or I have the same experience, I'll go and talk with them. Or if there's a newcomer, I will introduce myself and talk with them. You know, when people see, when newcomers especially see how we work this program and we can be free from the compulsive eating, that helps so much. That's securing confidence. And also when I'm sponsoring, I'm going through the 12 steps with my sponsees. You know, this is not a one and done program. This is continually working the steps, continually improving my conscious contact with my higher power. And what better way to do that except from doing the steps all the time? I live in these steps every day. So I love this paragraph. I love most of the paragraphs in the book, I have to admit. But this is so important. We have to sponsor. I have to sponsor. If I don't keep it, I can't keep it unless I give it away. And that's so true for me. So thank you for letting me share. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Diane B. Next is Letty G, followed by Deborah G. Good morning, Letty.
Good morning, Joe. This is Letty from Las Vegas, Nevada. I want to say recovering now because I've been doing this not very long, but I am already seeing a lot of the promises coming true for me, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful that God's showing me how to practice being a better human. Practice, practice, practice. I'm on the 11th step, and I'm also praying that if he could relieve me from the compulsion that I had and the misery that I was in with life and everything that was going on with me before this program, I believe that I will recover from the fear that I have. I'm shaking as I'm talking to you. It's like, how ridiculous is that? But I know that with God's help, and it takes patience and time, God doesn't answer our prayers overnight. I just need to continually be faithful and do his work and know that my life can be the life of, you know, true service and happiness and freedom from fear. I'm 68 years old, for God's sakes. I shouldn't be afraid. There's nothing to fear. So anyways, my daily prayer is that I'm on the 11th, and my daily prayer is that I just continue to take little steps in my recovery as far as speaking online and on Zoom, and that I just get over it and say my truth and know that God's got my back. So anyways, I feel very fortunate to be on this program. I feel very it's a privilege to be here, and I'm glad to be finally growing up. Anyways, thank you, Mo. I pass.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Letty G. Growing up with you. Next up is Deborah G. And after Deborah, we're going to take another lineup, and I'll let everybody know where we're at before Deborah starts. We're on Chapter 7, Working with Others. Page 89, practical experience shows, and it ends with, remember, they are very ill. Well, after Deborah, I'll take another lineup. Good morning, Deborah.
Oh, Good morning, Mo. Thank you again so much for your service and everyone that has made this meeting possible. And everyone that has 12-stepped me in their shares this morning, it was wonderful. Thank you, thank you. And welcome, welcome to the newcomers. I'm so glad that you're here. And to hear this, it's just beautiful. And I remember my sponsor, when I finally had let go of the last alcoholic food that I was holding on to, let it go, got myself an OA Vision sponsor, and she took me through the steps quickly. And I remember she cleared away her schedule that day and for that time, and it was beautiful. I actually embraced and experienced and got abstinent and have been abstinent ever since. And now I am so grateful because it opened me up with a greater connection to God, which I need to keep connecting, so that I can be of service to God, to do God's work. That's what this whole step process did for me. It made me open to help another person so they could have that same experience that I had, that happiness, that joy, that freedom, that connectedness. And that's what I do. Right now, I have other programs, too, that I'm working with sponsees, taking them through the steps. But in this program, I'm taking 3 people through the steps, and they're not all at the same time. But it's beautiful because we can all do this, hold hands, and connect with God's hand and do this together. You know, I love it because I invite God in. You know, every time I work, we work together. You know, I invite God in and I support them inviting God in when they do their work, because it's all staying connected and doing this. And I'm just so grateful. And I love and tolerance of others is our code. And my main purpose is to fit myself to be of maximum service to God and my fellows. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Deborah G. So although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you shared on Tuesday or Wednesday, please wait until tomorrow. And I have at the top of this list, Dion R. first. Who else would like to share?
Mary C.
Mary C.
Ian
F.
Patricia P.
Patricia P.
And we can't hear you guys. You're breaking up.
Joan Robin L.
Joan Robin L. Let's stop there. Joan Robin L.
You're breaking up.
Joan Robin L. Let's stop there. I have Dion R., Mary C., Ian F., Patricia P., and Joan Robin L. Let's see if we have enough time for all of you, but we'll start with Dion R. Everybody else, please mute your phone.
I can't understand what you're saying. You're breaking up.
Me?
Good morning, Mo. I hear you fine.
Okay, thank you. Maybe it's
fine.
The other person's phone. All right, thank you.
Okay, hi, this is Deanna from Ohio, and very grateful to be on the line. We're talking about working with others, and as so many people expressed that first couple of sentences, yes, when all else fails, you know, work with another compulsive overeater, it has saved my life, because this, like they said, the 12th suggestion, this is that suggestion, right? I don't have to do it. And I was one-on-one to say, you can't tell me what to do. And it took 23 years of hell of trying to do it my way. And then last 10, and I'm going to be 13, it'll be 11 years tomorrow. But praise, thank you, God, that I have decided to stop doing it my way and not work step 1 and step 12. Carry this message to other compulsive overeaters. Yes, I do. I don't keep a list of who I sponsor or who I don't or who I have to let go, whatever. It's like I'm still open. I even make outreach calls to them. Whoever needs help, it reminds me of the sun. The sun doesn't shine. Just say, well, I'm not going to shine on you today because you're sitting next to her and I don't like you. No, whoever sees the light, they see the light. So wherever my higher power tells me to shine, I'm going to shine. And therefore, I don't name sponsors, sponsees, and I just help, you know, and they call me back and I'm there. I'm not going to close the phone on no one. I've never done that so far. And I'm grateful because no one did it for me. You guys kept telling me, keep coming back, you know. Even when I sounded goofy, even when I was a little country, even when I was a little classic, whatever I am, but y'all still accept me for who I am, which is Dion R. from Ohio. And I want to thank you for that. And it just reminds me that when others show that or show their illness, that last sentence, remember, they're ill. How do I know they're ill? Because I was ill. It can really get in. But today I want to be well. I'm in a better place today. I'm in Georgia, breathing healthily. And it feels good. And with that, I'll pass. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you, Dion R. And up next is Mary C., followed by Ian F. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, and thank you for your service. This is Mary C. from Ohio, also from Ohio. And I love this working with others. I am new to OA. I've been in OA 1 year, and I have a new sponsee, and it's the first time I'm taking a sponsee through the steps. I have a couple other sponsees, but I didn't take them through the steps. They already had gone through. So this is a new experience for me, and I'm absolutely loving it, and I am going through the steps yet again with her. And I see a whole different, I see something I'm seeing through her eyes and through her heart, through her head, what her pain is, what her illness is. Even though we have the same illness, there are some differences. But through the grace of God, this is an absolutely wonderful experience for me, and it gives me hope for everyone that is ill and has this horrible disease. And I realize now that maybe one of my past sponsees didn't work out. And I realize now, just now, that it's because she was sick, and so was I. So it just didn't work out. And I'm good with that now, and I can let go. And this is a wonderful program, and the program we cannot keep to ourselves. We must give it away. And once we give it away, then we are free. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Mary C. Up next is Ian F., followed by Patricia P. Good morning, Ian.
Hello, my name is Ian F. I'm a compulsive overeater. This passage always, it brings up a lot emotionally to me. I personally have struggled with the idea of I've never taken someone all the way through the steps before. I've been an available sponsor for a while, and I've had several people ask me, and I've walked them through getting abstinent and starting out and reading the book with them, and just none of them have gotten past step four. And I'll call my sponsor, you know, and it's happened several times, and I'll whine about it, and she'll let me. And then when I'm done, she says, "Have you considered that this is not about you?" And it always comes down to, in those conversations, that thing about ensuring immunity from drinking. It's intensive work with other alcoholics. And that's sponsorship, and it's speaking at meetings, and it's sharing on meetings, and it's calling newcomers every time there's a newcomer. You know, just calling to say hi. I remember when I was new and I felt totally alone and totally lost and like nobody understood me. It meant the world to me. Just get a call from someone who cared that I was there. Being on the phone with people while they're, you know, in their first couple days and they're trying to get abstinent, you know, and they're like, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, I can be on the phone with you. You know, I can be on the phone with you for a little bit and we can talk. You know, that's also step 12. And the sponsees that I've had have each been wonderful, partially because I relate to them so, so much. And they remind me who I am too. And I always go back to that part, like, they are very ill. I am very ill. And the point of all of this is that I have a disease that centers in the mind. So if I'm up in my head, I'm screwed. So what can I do today to not be there? Can I check in on someone else and see how they're doing? Can I be out of my head? That's the point. Can I be making plans to have nothing to do with me and have everything to do with how I'm contributing to the world? That's step 12. And that's what it's talking about. And that's a beautiful thing. That's about all I've got. I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Ian F. Up next is Patricia P., followed by Joan Robinell. Good morning, Patricia.
Yes, this is Patricia P. from Barron Springs, Michigan. About the 12, step 12, I have two sponsees right now that I'm working with, and it is a blessing. I am a recovered compulsive overeater, and it helps me to maintain my sobriety. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much, Patricia P. That's quick. Joan Robinell, good morning. Press star one, Joan Robin.
Hi, Joan Robin L. Thank you so much for capturing my name. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to speak. And I'm so grateful for this program. It gave me a life. And following the 12 steps is my lifeline. And it's based on my higher power. And I'm being sponsored and have for many years. And what I found is sponsoring is a matter of whether it's a right fit. And sometimes it's a right fit for a season. And sometimes it's not a right fit. And that's all okay. Because my experience is that my higher power has the right people for me and for them. And as I heard mentioned earlier, it's important for me to get out of it and stay focused on doing service and keeping my eyes on my higher power. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Joan Robin L. Because everybody gave short shares, we can take one, maybe two more people, if you would like to share on this paragraph, page 89, the first paragraph on the page. Who would like to share?
Hi, Annabelle F. from New York.
Annabelle, I got you. And who was the other person?
Linda W.
Deanne F. in New York.
Deanne F., I think. Okay, I got those two. I got Annabelle Z and Deanne F. I got you, Linda W., but I don't think we have enough time. Go ahead, Annabelle Z.
Oh, thank you so much. My name is Annabelle Z. I'm recovered in the state of Washington, and I'm so grateful for, I don't know, I just think it's my higher power just really, it clicked. I was told so many times by women in OA early on, well, everyone who spoke in OA early on, and I know this because I'm in another program too, that working with others, like I've got to go sponsor others. And so I did. I mean, I remember my first sponsor said, okay, you're ready. And I'm like, I do not feel ready. And I know what it feels like to be ready, but I'm not ready. And, you know, I put my name out there on the end of the vision meeting, and I would kind of, you know, put my name out there, raise my hand during, you know, Zoom meetings. And I just remember feeling so awkward. And it reminded me, now I'm thinking about it, is how awkward I would feel when I was writing the four-step thinking someone was going to hear it. And doing the fifth step is like the relief comes, like it wasn't that bad. And of course, then I can take my action and say, I don't want to be that person. And I thank God removed those things. And then the feeling of awkwardness before, I know I got to go apologize to someone because I really, really hurt them. And then the feeling that I get after I go for it and I do it and I say, this is where I was wrong and why I hurt you. And is there any other thing that I did that I forget? And is there any way I can make it up to you? And it's like that clean living, that burden that's lifted. It happens again after I start working with sponsees. And so now, I mean, I just remember that shift of going like, wow, I'm actually sharing with people what I was shared with me so freely. And the freedom, it's another depth of the psychic change, I guess. It's like this, wow, I'm really walking in the realm of the spirit. And, you know, hearing sponsees give me and living their messages that, oh, things went so well. I worked the step, I called people, I did that, you know, and they're doing what's instructed because it works. And that was what was instructed to me. It's just a blessing. It's just such a blessing. And not only that, but it reminds me so much what to do. And that's why it's practical. It's another one of the steps. It's a practical solution. It's like, okay, how do I ensure against eating compulsively? Work with another compulsive overeater. And like someone else said, sometimes it's just sharing on the line. I mean, I didn't want to share. I was feeling, oh, nervous, 100 people on the line or more. And yet I'm really glad that I have the opportunity. I'm so grateful that I want to give back and I want to help other people. And that's all I have. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Annabelle Z. And Deanne F., I can give you 2 minutes. Good morning, Deanne.
Hey, this is Deanne F. in New York. Gratefully recovered by God's grace and mercy today. And I love this book, and I love the clarity of the words in this book. And this sentence that we're all like focusing on just is so, it's just so incredibly clear, because the words, when they're saying that nothing ensures immunity, that's my immunity. It's talking about me. Nothing ensures my recovery. Like intensive work with others. It doesn't say successful work with others. It doesn't say others get hurt. It says, nothing ensures my immunity, my sobriety, like working intensively, an intensive work. You know, I'm getting the message, like, this requires my full attention, but not to the outcome. It's my full attention to others. God does. God is in charge of everything. I am the worker. I'm the intensive working with others. Because it says in We Agnostics, you know, the main purpose of this book is to enable you to find a power greater than yourself that will solve your problems. It does not say anywhere that I, as a sponsor, will solve anyone's problems. My only job as a sponsor is to read this book and see that it is my, what's working with others is that I help them to find their higher power. So that's all I got. Thank you.
Okay. Ah, perfect. Thank you for taking us out, Deanne F. Oh, what a great meeting. Thank you all for your shares. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will ask Sherry Z to read A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Sherry Z, recovered. What a beautiful meeting. And thank you all to those who did service. Page 164, our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask God in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with God is right and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to God and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.